CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7 LPW. Today's show is sponsored in part by EDCO Electronic Distributors, MFJ Enterprises, and Exotic Research Reports. My phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Okay, normally the first Sunday of the month is Rag Chew Open Line, and sort of it is today, except that the professor isn't here today. He's in California at the DX convention. He's giving a discussion, actually presenting a forum on propagation, and the professor will be here next week. So we're going to do the Rag Chew Technical Open Lines with the professor next week. So this week, we have open lines talking about non-technical issues, whatever you want to talk about. Now, first, I want to mention that we're on a new shortwave frequency, 12160. Well, it would be interesting to find out from you guys where you are, how our signal is doing on 12160 as opposed to 5070, which we were on before. Of course, we're on an hour earlier, worldwide, UTC. But I want to hear from you telling me where you're listening to us from on 12160 and how our signal is. I'd be interested to hear that. And I even have some prizes to give away to selected people who call in from far away. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We also have a fax number at area code 602-241-1540, 602-241-1540, and in Arizona it's 602-230-2755 is our phone number, 230-2755. So we do have some things to discuss, new changes that are going to go along with the FCC, that have some major changes in amateur radio rules. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here's your chance if you want to know how to become a ham, if you want to have any other questions, here's your chance to call in. Also, I want to hear from you. Tell me where you're listening to us on 12160 and how our signal is as opposed to how it was on 5070. We're going to take this short break. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls, a little information on the FCC issues, and whatever else you have on your mind. 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back.
Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop Circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geek Machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build, an alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things, but I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, this new magazine. This month's 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call, Exotic Research.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years. Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ-989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra-wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR forward and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now famous no matter what, 1-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories, 1-800-647-1800.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Okay, welcome back to Ham Radio and More. Lynn Winkler here, KB7LPW. You know, I want to say one thing. I know this sounds weird doing the show 6 years this month, but my first name is Len, L-E-N. There's a lot of people, I get email and stuff, and they say Ken with a K. I guess Ken is more familiar, but my name is Len, L-E-N, like Lenny. And the last name Winkler, like, well, the Fonz. But no, I'm not a relative, contrary to popular opinion. Okay. First, you know, if anybody's interested in radio, world of radio, you know, Glenn Hauser, WWCR has changed some of the times and stuff. And if you want to hear them, he's actually on a half an hour after this show. When we end today, if you're listening to us live, he'll be on in a half an hour, but you got to change frequencies because he'll be on 5070 at 2330. So it's a good show if you want to hear what's going on the shortwave bands. All right, let me just read this because there's a few important changes that are going to be taking place with the ARRL, the FCC. In response to three petitions for rulemaking, the FCC has adopted changes to the amateur service rules that will make it easier to obtain one-by-one call signs for special event stations, harder to get a club station license. Other amendments to the rules include a report and order released April 1st, which will allow hams to append special designators either before or after their call signs or both, and will recognize but not require the use of a session manager at volunteer examiner testing sessions. This is from the ARRL letter. The FCC declined to give examination credit for formally held licenses and turned down an ARRL request for a lifetime operator's license. They also are proposing, the FCC has proposed, raising the fee for a vanity call sign from $30 to $50. So if you want to get one, I recommend you get one quickly and save $20. Also, Dayton, the Dayton Hamvention, which takes place, of course, in May, and we're going to have a forum there. I really invite everybody to participate. Everybody come on down, and we'll have a lot of good times, especially during our forum from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, because we're going to have point-counterpoint, pro and con, about the ARRL, about code, about ham radio and the internet, and about contesting. So it's going to be fun, and it's going to be audience participation. Now, Dayton has given the Ham of the Year Award to Leo Meyerson, W0GFQ, the founder of World Radio Laboratories. The Technical Excellence Award will go to Al Ward, WB5LUA. And the Special Achievement Award goes to a guest of mine. I've had him a few times on this show, Joseph Faircloud, WB2JKJ. And he is from School 22 in New York. He's the one that put amateur radio with the school initially. And Joe's a really good guy, so he's going to get an award too. Again, that's in Dayton. Okay, let's go right to the phones. All lines are busy right now. 1-800-293-5366. We'll go to Sylvania, Ohio. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Okay, it's Sylvania.
Sylvania,
Ohio,
of course. But
I'll forgive you.
Well, I have a tickle in my throat, and I see I pronounced it right. You just didn't hear it. See. how are we doing on 12160?
Well, you're not.
We're not.
I mean, it's listenable, but it's And I expected it because, you know, you got to remember that it's a much higher frequency, and I'm, radio speaking, relatively close to the WWCR area.
Right.
So it is, it's listenable, but luckily I have a radio with synchronous detection.
Aha.
And, and I've got a good to high gain high tower to use.
So you're able to pick us up pretty well.
Yeah.
But not as good as an 5070.
Oh, no. Heck, on 5070, I could be in the basement and hear you.
You know, it's funny because right after my show is over, they switch frequencies to 5070. So I'm the last show at the 12160.
I know, and it's kind of a shame that the ham radio would be, you know.
Well, you know, that's
for some people.
I guess the pattern will. That's why I want to see what the pattern is going to be. And
I can understand that, and that's why I wanted to, you know, when you, in fact, I kind of anticipated it.
Mm-hmm.
I already had the number programmed into the phone, and I was already waiting.
You knew I would be curious.
Yeah, well, I because I would be too.
Now, are you going to make the trek to Dayton?
No, unfortunately, I'm not.
Okay.
Not because of anything wrong or anything, but I don't have transportation.
Oh, okay. I thought just because I was going to be there, you didn't want to come.
No. I am totally blind, and I don't have transportation, and I don't think you'd want me to drive there.
No, not if that's your situation. I prefer that someone drove you.
I love ham radio. We have more fun. You would really enjoy it. Well, you know, of course. Everybody teases me about it, and I tease them right back, and we have the greatest time.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, you know, I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
And I hope the program does not get canceled.
Well, right now we're on the air. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right, and thanks a lot.
God bless.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about in amateur radio, and give us a signal report if you're listening to us on 12160. If you're listening to us on another radio, on a radio station locally, you can call and give us a signal report and brag about that station, too. So we'd be happy to take that. Robert, you're in Bedford. Is that Quebec, Canada?
Yes.
Oh, how are we coming in Canada?
Oh, you're coming in here wall to wall.
I thought we might change our pattern a little bit. Now, were you listening ever on 5070?
Yes, before, yes, I have.
And how did we do there?
There was a mix in it, you know, like other stations sort of washing you out at times.
Okay, turn your volume of your receiver down because you're hearing me in a delay.
Yeah, all right, I've got it right down.
Okay, we're definitely going to send you something because you're obviously going to be one of the furthest away stations in Quebec, Canada. Let's see, what do I have? I have some. I have a subscription to either World Radio or Amateur Radio Trader Magazine, or I can send you a CQ, CD, or cassette.
CQ, CD.
Or cassette. It has all kinds of ham radio music.
Let's see.
It's really good songs.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, which do you want, the CD or the cassette?
The CD.
The CD. You've
got... the cassette. The cassette.
The cassette.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
That's it. Okay, Robert, we'll get you the cassette. What's your call sign?
I don't have a call sign.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
See, I'm listening to you on a little... it's a shortwave set, 5-band, and it only has 2 penlight batteries for power. It's a Grundig.
Grundig,
Yes, and I use it for traveling because it has the world time and the whole works.
Excellent.
And I sit here and listen to it. I'm retired. And
Well, I appreciate you calling. Now, you hold on and let Frank get all your information. We'll get you out that CD. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on, Robert. And we'll be right back to Ham Radio and more. So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world. Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get,
Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, The Scholarship Book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the Scholarship Book. A special hardcover edition is just 3 easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
Here's how you can become a smarter investor and get 4 weeks of Barron's free. When you subscribe to Barron's, the Financial Weekly, for 13 weeks and use your credit card, you'll receive an extra 4 weeks free. That's a 24% savings off the newsstand price and a full 17 weeks of Barron's to help you become a smarter investor. No one looks at the markets with a more insightful eye than Barron's, offering timely coverage of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Everything the independent investor needs to stay informed. Subscribe to Barron's today. Get the knowledge and insight you need to help you achieve your investment goals. Don't miss this great offer. 13 weeks for just $39, plus an extra 4 weeks free. This offer is available to new subscribers only. Act now.
Call toll-free in the continental U.S. 800-228-8222. That's 800-228-8222. For Barron's, it's how money becomes wealth.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. Fax at 602-241-1540. And in Arizona, our number is 230-2755. And I've been remiss at giving that number, 230-2755. And some people in Arizona caught me on that, so I'm giving it out more now. Okay. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, for those of you who didn't know, Walter Cronkite, of course, had surgery, and Walter is a ham radio operator. Now, I have heard from some sources, though, that he doesn't utilize his ham radio call sign very often, but he is KB2GSD. So some people who are very famous are ham radio operators. Okay. Let's go to a line two, and I have, who do I have here? I have Larry in Massachusetts. How you doing, Larry?
Man, listen, you got rid of the teletype. Your signal's about 20 over 9 here.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I think the teletype was local. I tried tuning off for it. I used a Sony 2010, and then I went to my Kenwood 440 and plugged it in there.
No, I can tell you it wasn't local because I have read on the internet where people are jamming that frequency even in Europe. They're hearing a RIDI signal.
I wonder why.
Well, because it's obviously somebody who is upset about something.
Oh.
You know, I mean.
That's malicious interference.
We believe that. But no one knows that for sure.
I understand. we get it on repeaters, so what can you say? Well, I don't mean to bug you. I just want to let you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm looking at where our signal is, and so far it's really been all over the same place as normal. I'm just trying to see where it could possibly be hitting harder than normal. Because I know in Massachusetts we've always had a good signal.
Yeah, you have, up till a teletype in the last couple of weeks.
Well, maybe.
I thought it was local from what I could I tune off on it and, mm-hmm. and find it was fairly strong.
Well, I think it was more widespread than that.
Okay, all right. I'm glad to know that.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
All right.
Bye-bye. 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We have one line available. I want to remind people on short wave that we're going to be on tape delayed. They've changed us. We're going to be on 0800, 800 UTC on Tuesdays on 3210. So if you want to hear us on the tape delayed show, you can hear us Tuesdays at 800 UTC on 3210 or Sundays at 500 UTC Sundays on 5070. Okay, let's go. Okay, Rich, thanks for calling. I appreciate you telling me that we're getting in very well in Tempe, Arizona. Okay, let's go to Jerry in Prestonburg, Kentucky, WA4UCF. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing just fine. Seems like my phone's acting up now. I'm hearing you pretty good on the 12-160. I had the same problem the other fella did with the Reedy. It was coming in real bad on the other frequency, but I've been hearing you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've read a lot on the Internet about interference on 5070, as well as a couple other frequencies. So I think there's somebody fooling around.
Well, it's a pretty strong signal. Like the other gentleman, I'd come in here on my 850 and go on lower sideband, kind of null it out, and I could hear you pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty close. I'm in eastern Kentucky, not that far away from y'all for 12 megahertz, but I can't hear you.
So you're hearing it, it's not even a hop. It's right there directly.
Yeah.
You almost have an antenna to Nashville there. Where it's coming out of. Are you going to be going by any chance to Dayton?
I'm not sure yet. I was thinking awful hard about it.
Well, come on down. I read here in the, where is it? From Bill Pasternak Newsline. He says, according to the general chairman this year, Dick Miller, NHCBU, he says that, of course, it's taking place May 16th, 17th, 18th, but it looks like it's going to be a record-setting show. They're going to have more people than ever, supposedly. And they're doubling some of the space. I don't know how you can.
Building on or something.
I don't know because, I mean,
full.
Yeah, it's pretty full as it is now. But we're going to have a humdinger of a forum in Dayton when we're going to have Steve Mendelson, the ARRL first VP, talking about the ARRL. And we're going to have Joseph Schroeder, who's a 50-year-old ham. 50-year veteran of amateur radio, I should say, who's written different magazines and all kinds of stuff, who is going to say that the ARRL needs some competition. So that should be a pretty interesting forum.
Well, I'll try to make it. If I can, I'll stop by to see you.
Well, please do. I like to meet everybody. I'll be wearing my Ham Radio and More shirt. In fact, I was thinking maybe we should sell some, but who knows? Maybe we'll give them away. All right. Thanks for calling from Kentucky.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Jerry. Okay, opens up one line, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. We'll be right back after this. Something that I found real interesting, also at the ARRL letter, was that a frequent guest on this show, Lab Supervisor at the ARRL, Ed Hare, who used to be KA1CV, with the new Vanity call sign program, he changed his call sign. Listen to this. Now, remember, he's the lab supervisor. He gets involved with interference. He gets involved with noise and all kinds of radio problems. His new call, W1RFI. Pretty good, huh? All right. Let's go to Bill in Havelock or North Carolina or Havelock, North Carolina, WA0ZGL.
Yeah, hey, Len. It's Havelock, North Carolina.
Havelock, okay.
Very close to the coast, about 18 miles from the coastline.
And the weather there today is?
Cloudy and windy, but very warm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Real nice day, except windy and cloudy. Typical for this time of year. The dogwood are blooming and all that sort of thing.
And 12-160 is coming in well.
Yes. Well, you know, it's very comfortable listening. However, there's no S-meter reading as opposed to the 5-meg frequency. I usually got you all at about an S6 or an S7. But the meter doesn't move, but it's very, very comfortable listening and a very nice signal.
Interesting.
I was curious. It was interesting. I was listening on the line there, and the delay.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear you on the phone, and then a slight delay later while that same thing would come over the air. So I guess that's the distance.
Yeah, because we're not running on much of a delay here for a talk show.
I didn't think you were, but there is a delay in the distance over the airwaves.
Sure.
Quite interesting. Good signal, though. Really enjoying your program, and I think some of the fellows around here, the word was put out over our local 2-meter net last week to be sure and listen to you. So.
Well, we appreciate it. Today we're just going to have fun. Since we're on a new frequency, I'm by myself. I'm lonesome here.
Yeah,
you know?
I heard you talking about that.
Yeah, so actually, you know, I love doing this show because all the ham radio operators can listen. They can talk about what they want to talk about. I mean, right now, Rag Chew Open Line. And where can you get a forum of all wannabe hams as well as ham radio operators to talk about something where everybody can hear it?
How about it, yeah.
You know, this is the only place that we can do that, and please use this as an open forum for everybody and anybody who wants to get something off their chest regarding amateur radio.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the only thing we got to say is it's a good signal. We enjoy your program, and
we'll
be listening.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And that opens up one line at 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. Okay. Well, we're going to take a real short break, and we'll be right back after this real fast timeout. Here goes. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, for some reason, our clock was off. So we're going to... Not my fault. If you want to get a hold of me on the Internet, my email address is lenwink, L-E-N-W-I-N-K, at goodnet, goodnet.com. Lenwink at goodnet.com. And I do answer all my email. I'm looking for somebody to participate in our forum who is somewhat anti the contesters, who think they might be taking up too much room, too much spectrum, they're on too much. Someone who isn't real happy, but you're going to be debating somebody from the CQ magazine. If you are interested, email me, get in touch with me, and we'll see about getting you in the forum. Anyway, 1-800-293-5366, and we're going to take a 5-second pause right now. And if you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More. My name is Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and this is the Ham Radio and More show, 6 years in the doing, and we talk about amateur radio. Today we have open lines, and being on the new frequency 12160 shortwave, we're looking for input from those of you hearing us either for the first time on 12160 or to compare our signal from where it used to be on 5070. Our live broadcast is each and every Sunday at 2200 UTC on 12160 shortwave and on regular radio stations, commercial radio stations throughout the United States, AM and FM. Let's go now to Wendell in Atlanta, Georgia, WA4LHH. That's a tongue twister in a way. How you doing, Wendell?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It's not that bad. Little happy ham. And, glad to be on the program. I appreciate your email a few weeks ago. I'm listening to you on 12160, and you got a great signal here in Atlanta.
Excellent. Thank you.
About a 5.8. I'm also listening to you via the Internet.
Are you listening to us now via the Internet?
Yes, I am.
And we are live on the KBNP site?
That's correct, KBNP, I think.
Okay, excellent, because for a while there, they had us on a tape delay basis.
There's definitely a delay of some sort. I'm listening the broadcast on 12160, and what's on the Internet, there seems to be a pretty marginal delay.
Well, what I meant by tape delay is 3 hours.
Oh, no. It 3 minutes would be stretching it.
Okay, excellent. So we must be live back on KBNP. Excellent.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, that's how I ran across your show to start with is through that station.
Perfect.
They broadcast to Bloomberg Network.
Yes, they do. So do we here where we originate at KFNN here in Phoenix, Arizona.
So that's how I stumbled across you, and I'm a licensed ham, have been since early 70s. I'm primarily a Oscar operator and starving for news. So when I heard your program, I said, you know, this would be something I would enjoy listening to once a week.
Okay, well, we don't do a whole lot of news per se. Usually we're doing interviews with people or we have open lines. Now, next week when my professor will be here, Ned Stearns, AA7A, he is Mr. Techie. Anything technical, he's the man. And especially if you're talking about Oscars and satellites, he is the guy. He holds the record for the most contacts during field day on satellite.
Wow.
And he has talked to people on every mode, on every satellite during field day. And I mean hundreds of contacts during field day on satellite. So,
wow, that's phenomenal.
Yes.
I don't like but about two states, and I will have my WAS for Oscar.
Well, you talk to him. He does moon bounce and everything. I mean, we've had Dave Blaschke from Manville, Texas, on this show a couple times. And, of course, he's the first two-meter moon bouncer in the world who has DXCC on 2 meters.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
That's right. He was the first. Now, there have been others now, but he was the first one to talk to 100 different countries via the moon. Interesting.
We have a net here on Monday nights. I'm going to go ahead and let the people here in the area know that, like I said, your signal on 12-160 is about a 5.8.
Excellent.
It's very doable here in Atlanta.
Excellent. Well, I can't be too happy about Atlanta only because I'm a Chicago Cub fan and you guys whipped us again. But
well, and there's a lot of hams here.
Oh, okay. Then it's okay. All right. I want to thank you for calling, Wendell.
Well, I wanted to ask.
Sure, go ahead.
Am I going to get the prize for the furthest away ham?
Well, you're not the furthest away in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, man. From Seattle or Spokane or wherever you are?
We're in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
But there was already a guy who called from Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
You missed it.
Well, I'm going to Dayton for my first time this year.
Well, Wendell, you come and see me. At the forum on Saturday from 3 to 5, we're going to have a heck of a good time.
I hope I can buy one of those ham radio shirts.
I hope we have them by then. Okay. Thanks a lot, Wendell.
Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate your calling.
And by the way, it's about 80 degrees here in Atlanta today.
You're warmer than we are. We're not even going to hit 72, but we'll hit 90 next week.
73.
Okay.
No, 73, and have a nice day.
Okay, I got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Very cute. All right. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. One line available. We're going to go to the break. When we come back, we'll go to New Hampshire, then North Carolina, then whoever's calling in will be next. Also after that, we'll be right back. Does EDCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features. AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95 from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet or Universal Radio or R&L Electronics or Tucker Electronics. And there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world. At 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and more. They have tremendous products. The AR2700. Get it now.
Every new ham needs a personal tutor.
The MFJ-411 Personal Pocket Size Morse Code Tutor will help you learn Morse code quickly and precisely. You can take it anywhere. It'll fit in your shirt pocket, take it with you in your car on an airplane. It's got an earphone jack for private use. No more cassettes, books, and computer disks. QST Magazine says the MFJ-411 is the clear choice for beginners. It's based on the ARRL method. Unlike code tapes, you'll never memorize it because the code sessions are random. You can replay it to check yourself. The MFJ-411 has speed adjustment from 5 to 60 words per minute, a 9-volt battery or 12-volt power supply selection, letters, numbers, random words, and QSOs, also learned by the famous Farnsworth method.
Your own personal Morse code tutor can be yours for the low retail price of $79.95.
Call 1-800-647-1800 for a catalog and dealer nearest you. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories, 1-800-647-1800.
1800. Len Winkler here for Amateur Radio Trader magazine, the Ham Radio Marketplace. 64 pages twice a month with the greatest ads, the greatest information that you can possibly look for. It's amazing. You would think that this was just a magazine that had buy and sell equipment, but no. There are all kinds of informative articles, from Simpleton's Guide to Quickie Antennas or Emergency Antennas or Guide to Working All States, so many different things. And you can get a subscription by calling 1-800-77-HAM-AD, or you can place an ad in their section of classifieds. The merchandise just sells rapidly. I'm telling you, you will be surprised at how fast it actually sells. Give them a call at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Mention that the Ham Radio and More Show told you to call. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Amateur Radio Trader. Twice a month. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. Call now.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
Hey, we're back. 1-800-293-5366. 1-800-293-5366. Somebody wanted to know what's in Dayton. They are not familiar with Dayton. Well, Dayton is the Mecca, I call it, the Mecca of amateur radio. You're going to have 35,000 ham radio operators, or at least radio enthusiasts, descend on the Hare Arena in Dayton, Ohio, the weekend of May, 16th, 17th, and 18th. And if you want used equipment, they have so much of it, it's just amazing. I mean, miles, it seems like miles and miles of used equipment. You can't see all of it in one day. There's no way to walk that fast to see that much. And then, of course, all the exhibitors inside for the new equipment. I mean, anybody who's anybody is there exhibiting. It's just unbelievable. And then the forums that they have, it's really the Mecca of amateur radio. Every ham should at least make the pilgrimage once in their hamdom life to Dayton. And it's really something else. Now, for those who said that they don't know what the CQ CD or cassette is, let's see, I'll play one song, just a real short version, but you know, everybody likes contesting, so here's a contest song. Let's try this.
Oscar Zanzibar 1, America Delta Lima, QRZ contest.
We're busy getting ready for the final conquest. A lot of little plans to discuss. Just an hour to go before we start the show. And then it's 48 hours of hell. Although it's hard to explain why we put up with this pain. Well, we do it again and again. We're gonna do it again.
All right, I don't want to take too much time, but it is really good music. And good words for amateur radio. Okay, let's go to Richard N1VXW in Dublin, New Hampshire. How you doing?
Pretty good, Len. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Having fun today.
Well, good. You're putting in a real good signal up here. You're about 20 over S9 in New Hampshire.
Excellent. That sounds good. Okay, 20 over 9. Excellent. What about when we were on the other frequency? How was that?
It would vary up here, But up on 12160, it's just coming in real good.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see as the summer progresses what's going to happen. Hopefully we stay strong. I'm just hoping that we can push a little of the propagation a little west. I'd like to see it hit California. But
yeah.
I don't think it's going to, but I'd like to see maybe as summer approaches. Although I was listening to 12160 earlier this afternoon, about 2 to 3 hours ago, at my home, I was able to hear it pretty well here. So it's possible that it can get into California.
Yeah, as the sun stays up a little bit higher, it gets better propagation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as it gets warmer. So anything else you want to talk about, or just want to give me a signal report?
Oh, actually, yeah, I did have something I wanted to talk about. I'm kind of like a reconverted ham. I had my license when I was a kid in high school and just had a novice license at that point. Couldn't get motivated to get past the five words a minute at that point. And about a year and a half ago, I just decided, boy, I got the time, I want to do it, and went in and got my license again.
And how many words per minute?
Oh, I actually went past the 20.
Excellent. Okay.
But and I just went for the whole thing. I have a general, but I did pass the 20 when I took the test. But I even actually worked as the tech editor for a ham magazine up here in New Hampshire for a while. And one of the things I do is I do a lot of work on the internet and as a regular course of action read the ham groups. And I just sort of want to encourage people out there who are on the internet. There's a lot of newbies that come on that ask some questions that, you know, you or I might think are fairly dumb questions, and some of these guys get really toasted for it.
You know what, though? I don't think it's any different than on the ham bands. The new ham comes on, and some of the old-timers sometimes give them a problem.
Yeah, you know, I think it has to do with age, too. I remember when I was a kid, I would go on, and, boy, you'd get some of the old guys on there that would just really, really give you a hard time about it. And now that I'm a little bit older, you know, it's funny. Since I've had my license this time, I've had nothing but help. You know, I just had nothing but real good people on there.
Well, that's what we like to hear, push the good things about amateur radio.
Yeah.
Because we have enough negatives.
And my thought is just, you know, if people, when they're in a good mood and they're feeling like it and they see a kind of dumb question from a new guy, or if they want to even put a post on, the one rec radio one that is the endless CW debate. just if
even I enter that.
Yeah, I get into it once in a while too. I realize there's no point in it; it's never going to get solved. But
yes, it will.
The debate on the news group. No, I think it'll get solved one way or the other in terms of what will actually happen with CW.
But everybody, nobody will be happy, but it'll get solved.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I said, well, it's funny, I just think that's such a personal thing. I have found CW, when I was a kid, it was just a pain. I wanted to get on the voice bands. I didn't want to have anything to do with it. Now that I'm older, I find that it relaxes me, actually. But but I didn't enjoy having to take it for the test.
Right.
I enjoy using it. But
if you want to use it, you should be able to.
Exactly.
But requiring it, I disagree.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, too. I think there are things that you should learn in terms of making you a good operator, and there's things that need to be learned so that we don't have chaos on the band.
Let me go to another caller, and I thank you for calling.
Okay, Len.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Steve, N4UHW in Saline, Michigan. How you doing?
Hello, Len. I just thought I'd give you a quick signal report.
Boy, you sound loud. You got a good telephone line, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, I'm using a 900 spread spectrum telephone up to the face upstairs.
Well, it sounds loud
and clear.
I don't
have anything
to do with it. Well, whatever it is. Okay, how are we sounding in Michigan?
Well, I have to be frank. I'm a little disappointed with the change because I can't hear it as well, but you're still copyable. I'm at about S1 right now.
Ooh.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and say I enjoy your show, and we can still hear you, just not quite as well.
I appreciate it, Steve. I think I would love to see if I could get WWCR to run us on both frequencies at the same time.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but, I'm not going to hold my breath.
I understand.
Thanks a lot for the signal report, Steve. Appreciate
it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay, 1-800-293-5366. Lee in, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Yadkinville, North Carolina.
Hi, Lynn. Yeah, we're out here at the foothills of North Carolina.
Aha, uh-huh. How are we sounding over there?
Well, it's very poor copy here. I'm sorry to say. 5070 was really good, and this one is, it's copyable, but that's about it.
I'd like to hear from someone who says that we're sounding better on 12. Well, we did hear from one person who said we sounded better. Okay, I got a break coming. Do you have anything else to add?
Just one question. What other frequencies? I understood you say something, Mark, about you were going to be transmitting.
Okay, I'll give you that right after the break.
Okay?
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Here is a duck. Here is a dog. here is a bunny.
In radio's 75-year history, there were many great radio acts. Ed Beeman's unmemorable Hand Shadows of the Airwaves was not one of them. Nor was Raymond P. Hamill, radio escape artist, one of radio's outstanding shows. That's why you won't find photos of any of these shows in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. Nor will you find Sidney Feldscher in his long-forgotten Radio Mime Hour. What you will find in radio's first 75 years is over 900 rare photos of radio greats, from Fanny Bryce to Jack Benny to Howard Stern. This beautiful coffee table book will bring back fond memories, but not of this man, radio's first and last magician, the amazing Morty.
And now I will saw my assistant, Francine, in half.
Ow!
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
During radio's 75-year history, there were several ill-conceived shows. One such show was Dr. Antoine Sorbet, radio contortionist.
I will now bend my head between my legs, pushing the nose on my face up to touch my shoulder blades.
Richard Walton.
Now my left arm up between my chin and chest and grasp my right elbow. I will try that once more.
This show aside, you'll find virtually every other radio show and personality from radio's beginning to the present in Blast from the Past, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years by B. Eric Rhodes. 478 pages, over 900 rare photos make this book the nostalgia book of this year or any year.
I will now tuck the toe of my right foot under my left ear. I will try that once more.
The faces, the shows that make up radio's first 75 years, Blast from the Past.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Want to get your personal finances going in the right direction? You can with Getting Going, the Wall Street Journal software that helps you organize your investments and answer your basic personal finance questions. With just a few clicks of your mouse, you can learn more about the best place to invest your savings, how big a mortgage you can afford, or where you should invest your child's college fund. But that's just the beginning. There's also an investment organizer and other tools to guide you to meeting your financial goals. Best of all, Getting Going is free with your paid subscription to the Wall Street Journal. For just $3.90 a week, you can have the journal delivered to your home or office for 10 weeks. That's 10 weeks of all the business news that could have an impact on your career, your family, your life. And you'll receive Getting Going software to help get your finances going on the right track.
So call now, 800-228-4420. That's 800-228-4420 for the Wall Street Journal.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
This hour goes so darn fast, it's unbelievable. 1-800-293-5366. Don in Vancouver, Washington, ND7P, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you, Len.
Now, Don, did I hear you're listening to us, even you're in Washington, you're listening to us on KBNP out of Portland?
Yes, I'm in there.
On 1410 AM?
Right.
Uh-huh, excellent. How good's the signal of theirs in Vancouver?
Oh, they're running 30 over 9.
Oh, excellent. Probably not as good as we are on 12160, huh?
Me?
How's 12160 doing there?
Better than 5. 5 wasn't copyable ever here.
Mm-hmm.
You were there, but you were buried in noise. 12 is copyable, but it's starting to fade already.
Okay, but as we get into the summer months...
Could be better.
Yes.
Yeah, in fact, let me double check here.
That's excellent. Maybe we'll be able to get into Southern California.
You might. It's a bit noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of atmospheric noise, but you're an S9. Well, better than it was in 5 to the West Coast.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that, Don.
That's fine.
Anything else?
No, I just thought I'd give you a signal report.
I really appreciate it. Seriously. Thanks a lot, Don.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Bruce in Bowen Island, Vancouver, British Columbia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And you?
I'm doing well. Your second call today from Canada.
I'm on the other coast, and... you're booming in here.
We are on 12160.
12160,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're S9, and as clear as a bell.
Well, let's see. Since you're in Canada, let's see. What can I give you? Can I give you a cassette or a CD or a subscription to World Radio or a subscription to Amateur Radio Trader?
Actually, I don't need anything.
Well, then I will thank you for your signal report.
No, great to listen to your show, and just wanted to let you know that you're booming in up here, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Pass the word in Vancouver.
I certainly will.
Someday I want to get up there. I've never been up there. I've been into Canada, but never into Vancouver.
Well, it's beautiful up here today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to Bill in Bud Lake, New Jersey, K2UNK. How you doing, Bill?
How you doing, Len?
Good, thanks.
You're coming in here fine on 12160, not quite as strong as the 5 megahertz signal was.
But no RIDI.
But no, not at all. And I did want to take a minute, if you had it, to mention, if you haven't already, I missed the first portion of your show today, that I've been involved with the no code test movement.
Okay.
And we have a website up.
No, actually, I didn't mention that, Bill, but go ahead.
It's www.nocode.org, O-R-G.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody, we welcome people to visit that site. And in fact, as you know, you do have a mess, you know, your
The
written-only general is posted up in there already.
Yes, Bill, you're doing a good job with that. Are you going to make it to Dayton?
I doubt it. I've got just too many things to do and not enough time to do it all in.
Okay. I have, you know who, he hung up. I had Bill Pasternak. He just wanted to say that I'm booming in Southern California. Bill Pasternak from Newsline called up and said that. Well, thank you, Bill. And this is Bill from New Jersey who's done that noco.org. Give me the address one more time.
It's www.nocode.org.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I didn't put the site up. It's put up by Bruce Perrins.
That's right. Bruce did it. But you've got two different things down there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, our time is up. Next week, the professor will be here. Bill, thank you for calling, and thanks for the signal report. 73 to everybody. Thank you for participating. We're QRT. CQ, CQ, and welcome to another edition of Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with my co-host today in studio, the professor.
And Ned Stearns.